Morning, fellas.
Now, you've done pretty well with the beer.
Oh, thank you. Because this has been a bit of a controversial one. Like, I've had like expats in the US and the UK being like, "Oh, I'm gonna fly back and fight you." And I'm like, "All right."
As if they do that, they can't even get in. They can't even get in the country. So you're right for it until at least the flights start again.
Mate, let's go through let's talk about the cat vomit tier. For those people who like Pure Blonde, bad news for you.
Yeah, bad news. Pure Blonde is probably, well, according to my rankings, is the worst Australian beer ever made. We then have the Great Northern and Tui's Extra Dry. Those are the three worst beers ever. Mm.
That's when you're on a budget, right? That's the beer you have on a budget.
Each to their own. I don't mind Great Northern, but I probably would put it on the bottom tier. Pleb tier. What do you got in the pleb tier?
All right, pleb tier. We've got Carlton Draft, Little Creatures Pale Ale, Resch's, and Cooper's Regional Pale Ale, which is your Cooper's Green.
Yeah,
is Resch's still around?
Yeah, only just. They right. They got rid of it for a while, and then they brought it back as a in can form. And like it used to be a very good beer. It was like the old man's beer that you'd order at the pub, mostly in New South Wales, but. Some hipster mob were like got their fangs into it and turned it into a can, and now everyone's walking around being like, "Oh, I'd like to order a Silver Bullet, please." Yeah, just a Silver Bullet. And it's like, nah, I can't reward that.
Doesn't make you cool. Speaking of cool, Adam Sandler, what's on his tier?
Adam Sandler, we've got Tui's New, we've got Bogues, Carlton Mid, and Stone and Wood Pacific Ale.
Okay, it's not too bad.
I do like some of the ones on the royalty tier, like the James Squire. You've got that on there.
VB? That should be on Cat Vomit.
Oh, no, look, I think James Squire is pretty good. Look, I like to, you know, be a little bit of a shit stirrer. So technically, I didn't really want to reward, like, a craft beer like James Squire 150 Lashes, but... Look, I've got to be honest, it is a very, very good beer.
Yeah, the other ones on that tier is the Hahn's Super Dry, but also the Tui's Old, dark stuff, beautiful.
Yeah, that's good stuff. That's good stuff.
Oh, that's good stuff. Can I tell you, I've never met a dickhead who drinks Tui's Old.
Well, you have now, Dave. the God tier, this is the one we've been waiting for. I don't think you can go wrong with the Crownie Lager on top.
Oh, yeah. The Crown Lager, the king of all Australian beers. It's a wonderful beer. It was created to celebrate this country, and what a fitting job it's done. We also have Cooper's Sparkling Ale, which is your Cooper's Red, and of course, 4X Gold.
Yes. Outstanding. Yes. Give that man a round of applause.
He has done well today, folks. He's done well. That is the list king there, Bruno Boucher. Bruno, what list are you working on next, brother? Anything in particular?
That is a wonderful question. gee whiz.
He has no idea yet, do you?
No idea. I mean, look, if you guys have any ideas... I mean, look, I thought this thing was going to run out of steam about a year ago, so I'm on borrowed time.
How about adult toys?
Okay.
Dave's got some practice in that, so we can...
Look, if you need to borrow some...
Oh, my God. You can hear that again on our podcast, my God. Bruno, thanks for your time this morning, mate. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. I love you more than friends. Have a good one.
Thank you, mate. See ya. There you go, Bruno, the list king, Jane Doe for breakfast. Today we are looking at... 31 degrees from the Kiwi Sunday here at Triple M.